This place is huge. Director Ward, how is the armory so big?
It's all to foster the illusion of multiple worlds. An arsenal for every dimension.
Six shooters, laser rifles, elven blades. Does this box say slide projector?
That's for the New Frontier Era Madison Avenue Advertising Agency universe. Devastating.
Right. It's gonna take me a moment to choose something in here.
Take your time. Should you first deal with the matter at hand?
Yes, of course. Good thinking. People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Well, that's not entirely true. You know those occasional pauses where all three hosts are out of ideas and scrambling for something to say? Those are real. Excruciatingly real. So, get ready for at least a few of those. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind
Arnie, Arnie.
Yeah, what, John, what is it?
I just realized something.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up pretty soon is our 8-year anniversary.
Oh, shit, you're right. Ah, remember half a year ago when I was like 7.5 years ago and then realized, oh, I'm saying that too early. It hasn't been 7.5 years yet. And now I think I've been saying 7.5 years way too long. We're like practically 8 years.
We're on the precipice of eight.
The precipice of great, as I like to think of it.
We should try to get a very popular and famous celebrity to be on our podcast for the 8th anniversary and then watch it have no effect on the listenership.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Arnie, who were some of the big Earth names you mentioned before that we should have on?
Let's see. Ira Glass. Two Dope Queens. Whoever hosts The Daily. Yeah, that's one that I think smart people listen to that I like, that I hear people saying, like, oh, I listen to The Daily every day. Whoever that is.
Hey, Usador.
John Daly, maybe? Andy Daly?
Oh, cool. Hey, Usador.
Yeah?
All those guests sound pretty fucking weird. I think we should just stick to, like, creatures and monsters and stuff.
Well, I think he's trying to show off. I think he really wants to get Everybody Loves Raymond.
Well, one, yes. That's all he talks about in his dreams. And two, don't ask me how I know what he talks about in his dreams.
You sneak into his room at night and listen to him talk in his sleep about Everybody Loves Raymond too?
It helps me fall asleep. Wait, which side of the bed are you on?
The left?
I'm on the right.
Ah.
Usador, I think he was trying to impress us by naming names, and immediately, right after the first one, he said Two Dope Queens, which I don't think is someone's name.
You're right. Arnie!
Sorry, I'm just scrolling through the top of the podcast charts here. We should probably get Football Fuckers, maybe.
Don't scroll through the top of the charts. There's some bad stuff up there.
Toxic Masculinity, which is just barely. That's not even a pun. I don't understand.
Well, if we can't have Raymond and his brother that talks and is as tall as you, then I suppose we'll just have to get someone else.
And Arnie, I understand it's a tough pull because, as you say in your sleep, everybody loves Raymond.
Oh, I'm so glad. I was worried for a second you were going to say the thing I say in my sleep is it's a tough pull. Anyway, I'm joined, as always, for almost 8 years by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby. Arnie,
and I'm
what?
Joined also by my other co-host, Tammy.
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
Oh,
Arnie,
Tammy.
Arnie. You having Tammy from last week be on this episode?
Are you thinking I should save Tammy for the big 8-year anniversary?
You can do whatever you want, honey, but I just, I'm thinking, you know, you gotta mix it up, you gotta change your format from time to time.
Now, Tammy, did you say that this week you're gonna teach us how to play euchre?
Yeah, I'd love to teach you how to play euchre. The first thing is,
Tammy loves cards.
Yeah, you gotta deal out all the cards.
Okay.
That's how you start.
Oh, good tip.
Pro tip. Deal out all the cards.
Oh, that's a
Arnie, this is unacceptable. I have been the co-host of this podcast for 8 years, and you're going to replace me with this woman who plays cards?
Well, you've been the co-host for this podcast for almost 8 years.
Almost eight years
is a big number, and changes need to happen.
Look, I get it. Tammy's charming. She's erudite. She's seen the world. She has a lot of stories. Ask her about one of her stories.
You really seem to want to be setting Tammy up to tell one of her stories. It makes me suspicious.
I don't know what you mean.
Tammy, tell us about one of your stories.
Oh, I've got stories. I got a ton of them. You know, one time,
Arnie, she's
when I was married
story.
To my friend...
Nobody who has a story.
Was so confident.
When I was married to that tanner, I was like, I got to get out of here because the chemicals from tanning leather make me sick. You make me sick. And it wasn't just the chemicals that made me sick. His whole attitude made me sick. So I said, you know what? I don't need this anymore, Gary. I'm leaving you.
Oh, if that was a good story. I mean, it was emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you've seen a lot of the world.
You know what? I think Usador makes a fair point. We should stick with our regular hosts at least through the 8-year anniversary, and then after that, all bets are off.
Very well. Tammy, I suppose you'll have to wait until for a couple more weeks.
I am also joined by my third co-host, Usador the Wizard. He's dead, but he's a ghost.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves knew me as Fiangyalak, the dwarves knew me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I was known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And there may be other secret names. Oh, names of such power and portent.
Names like Tammy.
That if I did e'er utter them aloud, they would most assuredly cause your skin to burn and your bones to freeze.
Right, Arnie? Mm. Tammy is Usador, right? It's like a spell he cast or something, right?
Oh, maybe. Sometimes I think everybody's Usador.
Oh, Arnie, by the way, be the bee. 8-year anniversary is bronze.
Oh.
In case you're getting us gifts or anything.
Oh, where am I going to get my hands on some bronze?
Well, you could visit the local bronzer. Of course, they help put bronze on your skin, so you're just sort of encased in bronze, and it kind of, I don't know if it looks nice, but it's you look like you got some sun.
Sure.
Yeah, it gives you kind of a nice copper tone.
Yeah. Ooh, and watch out for the local dog, who will absolutely pull down your underwear.
That dog, someone's got to do something about that dog. That is inappropriate, that dog.
Wow.
The dog has no boundaries.
Finally, Usador has purpose once again. I shall find this dog, and I shall admonish it for its underwear-stealing tendencies.
I don't think it steals it. I think it just kind of halfway pulls it down. A little scamp.
Oh, but if it could, it would take that underwear far away and hide it in some dog hole where it would gather underwear, mounds upon mounds of underwear.
Dog hole? A
few words I didn't like in there. Dog hole, mounds, but... Regardless, Arnie, Usador, Tammy, I don't know if it's just because I am in the form of a badger and I have so much fur on me, but is it getting a little hot in here?
It is hot in here.
Yeah, it is hot in here.
I think it might be our guest. Usador, did you say that you had brought some kind of magical guest this week?
Yes, I met a wonderfully magical entity this week. Let me introduce you to Gina the Djinn.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Gina.
Hey, Gina.
I'm so happy to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast. Now, if you don't know what a podcast is, many people in Foon are not aware. Arnie sends this transmission back to Earth, and he tells them of all the fantastical things here that seem normal to us. But their world is very boring.
Sounds like a waste of time.
I agree.
Maybe. Gina, I gotta say, you don't look like a bottle of gin to me.
No, I'm a gin, I'm not a genie, so I take no shape, and I'm made of fire, but it's a smokeless fire, so it's good for the environment.
Oh,
that's so considerate.
That's thoughtful. Right.
Arnie, gin isn't alcohol, gin is a spirit, okay? Don't upset a gin. This gin was kind enough to... blossom out of the table, okay? And you're being very rude. And listen, if it's about jealousy, hey, jealousy, push that down, all right? Kick it out.
If you drink enough gin, you get gin blossoms.
Yeah, I found out about you, Arnie.
Okay.
If there's one thing you're going to be nice to, it's a flower. If there's two things, it's a gin, okay? Play nice.
Yeah. Gina, could I get you something from the bar?
No, I have no ego, therefore I have no needs.
Oh.
Wonderful.
Wow.
That is cool as shit.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, no ego. No ego.
I've got some needs, but like not more than the average amount.
Mm-hmm.
So, Gina, I don't know if this is a weird question. How old are you?
I'm ageless. Gins live up to 4,000 years.
Oh, well, very impressive. I assume, being a djinn, you've seen all manner of empires rise and fall. But is there a time in Foon or a place that you thought of as home?
Mm.
The time before all the other beings arrived is really what I'd like to get back to.
So sort of a clean slate is what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe djinn should rule the Wirth. That's right, the Wirth.
I'm not familiar.
So it's like a monetary thing.
Yes. We have no ego, we have no shape, we're made of smokeless fire. It's like we've already been to therapy. We have no childhood trauma. We can't inflict harm. So I believe we should subjugate everyone else.
Oh, okay.
For peace, in the name of peace.
Well, you know, subjugation is a form of harm. I would make the argument, potentially.
Not when I do it.
Not when you do it? Oh, no. Okay. It's sort of like a happy subjugation.
It's like a gentle, very gentle subjugation.
Ooh. Isn't it funny how it's always a short path from the thought, I have got myself completely, totally healthy and figured out, and then the next thought is, I should subjugate the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
No childhood trauma must be nice. So do you, I guess I have to ask, did you have parents?
Yeah, did you have a childhood?
Yeah, djinns can marry, djinns can mate, and djinns can make more djinns. My parents were unremarkable.
Oh.
They died about 2,000 years ago, and I did not shed one tear.
I'm sorry for your loss.
I'm not.
What? I guess your tears would also evaporate maybe before they came out. Did you emote at all, or is it just no tears?
I feel no feelings, but I have developed the ability to mimic facial expressions if it serves my needs.
This is a fun game. Let's make some facial expressions.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Gina, you go first. And Chunt and Gina, we'll go in pairs. Chunt and Gina, do sad.
Wait, also, before we do that, I'm so sorry to have to say this, since this is an audio medium, can we try to have a little bit of an emotional sound go along with these expressions?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, well,
all right. I'm sorry, Isidore.
Chunt and Gina, you do sad.
Hold on, time out. Sorry, quick time out. I think Gina's just making fun of me. Like, she's just mocking the face.
Wait, let's hear yours first, Chunt.
Okay.
And Gina? I mean, I don't know that she's making fun of you, Chunt. Yours sounded stupider.
Sounds like something someone with an ego would say.
So Arnie's going to be the judge. So obviously he picked Gina there because he thought Chunt sounded stupider.
Yeah.
Now Arnie...
But also there are no bad emotions. I just want to put that out there right there.
Fair enough.
Bad emotions.
Right. You feel what
Chunt's
you feel.
Did sound stupid.
It's how you respond to how you feel.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it. When I'm sad, I'm stupid. That makes total sense, and I will rectify that immediately. Mm-hmm. You will never see me be sad around you ever again. I'll just push that down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Arnie, are you sad all the time then?
Huh? I don't even understand what you're saying.
All right. This time we'll do Gina and Arnie, and let's see. What emotion should we do? How about...
Will I still be the judge?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Boisterous.
Okay.
Wow!
Those were both really good.
Those were both so good. Can I give me and Gina extra points and take a few points away from Chunt?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's the right move.
Because just the look on his face while we were doing that. Right, Gina?
Have you three ever gone to group therapy?
Well, we have our boys' nights, which are basically just us sort of... Usador?
Boys' night!
Thank you.
Yes.
Which is just sort of us kind of connecting...
Tammy?
And boys' night.
Okay. Gina? Points to Gina.
So boisterous. Boisterous night.
Boisterous night. Boisterous night.
Boisterous night.
You know, we haven't gone to therapy officially as a group. We were one time tricked by a demon to being committed to a psychiatric ward.
If it was a trick, though, then the work didn't really stick, right?
Yeah, we were kind of like, we can forget about all that.
Yeah, stuff. We're like, we don't need to learn anything from this experience.
Yeah, that's... Although it was pretty fun.
So, Usador and Gina, let's see. Let me hear... Wistful.
Oh.
Arnie, what's your judgment?
I don't know. Usador pulled a real chunt with that round, so... Ah,
damn it.
So Chunt loses points again?
So Chunt loses points again.
Excellent.
Would be sad, but I know that upsets Arnie, so I'll put a big old smile on my face and push through. Oh, I have an idea. How about we do a round with just Gina?
Okay.
Okay. Gina, how about you be silly?
Wow. Wow.
That was good. Pretty silly.
Yeah. Sound like a baby in trouble. I don't know. I feel like maybe...
But, John, we've established you're bad at this game.
Oh, right.
For someone who has no emotions and no ego, mm-hmm. I think you're very good at mimicking emotions, so I think you could blend in quite well. Not that you need to or that you must. I'm
very curious. You know, I want to kind of get back to this whole subjugation thing. Have you made any progress subjugating the entire world?
Well, I would say if I tell you what progress I've made, it will undo my progress.
Oh,
but
well,
I would like to offer that djinns can shapeshift, so
okay.
Every single person in your entire life, every single entity, every single being that you love deeply could actually just be a djinn.
What?
Wait a minute, I'm a shapeshifter. Does that mean I'm a djinn?
That's up to you.
But you're not made of fire or an element.
Well, maybe I am, and I just shapeshifted.
Whoa. This is blowing my fucking mind.
All right.
Gina, when you're another shape, are you still fire in that shape?
Yeah, subtly beneath the surface.
Wow,
if you look
poetic.
Deep into a djinn's eyes, you can feel it burn.
Like how deep? Like forehead to forehead?
Emotionally deep, even from a long distance.
Arnie, do you think depth requires proximity?
I mean, for eyes.
This is one of the reasons I need to subjugate.
We don't
know
the
more emotional depth to the world.
Are you saying I'm not making a good case for civilization?
Well, I have to say, I'm just asking about the subjugation thing for a friend. I don't think we'd necessarily undo anything that you've done, fingers crossed.
Sure.
And, I would just say, you know, if you have any plans that you'd like to discuss in detail, I'd certainly listen and be a sounding board. I'm good at plans. I did famously murder the Dark Lord.
Well, my goal is to shapeshift into every single entity's most beloved and triangulated figure from their past and then help them work through their issues. And in that way, ultimately control them.
It sounded positive for a little bit.
That's part of it.
Arnie Usador.
Yes.
Arnie, come on.
Yeah.
She's like... See, evil. Now it's about proximity. Look into my eyes.
Arnie, you are forehead to forehead with me. Back off, buddy.
Hey, she's like evil, but like with good intentions?
Yeah, seems like she wants to heal the whole world, and she's calling that subjugation.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's see some of this process, then. I guess if we're going to try to figure out just how evil you are, do you want to...
Whoa. Who said anything about evil?
Oh, what? Didn't
Who said anything about evil? That's what... Yana, you brought that to the table. I'm flustered. Let's take a quick break and figure out what the hell's going on. Okay. Now, right before the break, there was some discussion of evil. And I was brought into this world by a conspiracy of bird and rains and wind and fire that insisted that I defeat evil in all its forms.
And I'm the greatest warrior in all Finn. I just want to throw that in there. Doesn't have
and
to be
I'm
that
Chunt.
Way.
And this is Chunt. And I just want to be clear. Do you consider yourself to be evil?
Me?
No, not you.
Arnie, step aside. You walked right in front of Gina. What are you doing?
Sit
down.
I keep making this about
it's
me,
easy to
I?
Do since I take no shape.
I mean, it's just... I've noticed that there's kind of like a constant like heat around here, but it's hard to like get my eyes on you unless you're making a face.
I gotta ask, you don't take a shape. Shopping for clothes must be a nightmare?
Or a dream.
I'm always naked.
Always?
I have no ego, so I have no desire to appear any certain way to anyone.
I only wear these robes for human modesty. Otherwise, I would be naked as a jaybird all the time.
Wait, are jaybirds specifically naked? Because aren't most birds naked?
Also, I would like the listener to know that after Usador said that he would normally be naked all the time, Gina was just subtly shaking her head no. Like, she didn't say it, but it's just sort of rejecting that idea.
I was shaking my head no at the honoring of human modesty, which is just another trap that beings fall into.
I see what you mean. I do it for them, not for myself. I am, you know, an angelic being brought into this world by the forces of the goddesses and the demand that there be a champion, for goodness. You know, I have fun with it, though. I wear this big hat, mm-hmm. and I've got these kind of sleeves that kind of hang down. Mm-hmm. You can pull crap out of them like a carrot or a sword or a dog. Get out of here. Whatever you want, you know. So it's sort of fun. I make it fun. I try to make it fun for myself.
But would you say you're honoring your most authentic self?
What?
Oh, shit. She's got you there.
Fuck. Also, that dog you pulled out of your sleeves is trying to pull down my underwear.
No, it's the pervy dog.
Damn it. I suppose I'm not honoring my true self. If I were my true self, I wouldn't be pretending to be a ghost, and I wouldn't, I would just admit, you know, what I've actually done and not accomplished in my life, and,
Arnie.
Yeah?
Did you notice in Usador's eyes there's a little flicker of flame? I think he's being subjugated.
Oh, no.
I would, assess what I really bring to the table and perhaps say I've been a bit overconfident in the past, and though I have many great skills to offer, that I could be more focused in my...
Although he's not telling lies.
I was going to say the same thing. Like, subjugated, but also onto something?
More focused in my methods for helping those who are really in need. And I suppose I am in your thrall and shall do whatever you ask now.
Wait, was that a laugh?
Points to Gina.
Points to Gina.
So, Gina, Arnie, this sucks that she enthralled Usador, but we have to keep the interview going because we're so close to 8 years and we can't fumble the ball now. We'd be a bunch of football fuckers if we did that.
Well, yeah, we just gave up because Usador got subjugated like a week, like right before. Oh, that's bad.
This is why we have Tammy. Always have a spare. Gina, say you did rule the Worth. First day on the job, what are you doing? What are you laying out?
Well, first of all, there is no job and there is no me. I'm envisioning sort of a communal anarchy. Everyone's naked. Everyone's crying. Everyone's happy. Everyone is everyone.
Wait, and you're fire. I get it. Burning Man. This is Burning Man.
I don't know what that is.
There's no cost or anything. It's all trade. It's all barter system. Yeah, it's Burning Man.
I'd love to see cart washes, but you just go in without a cart. Naked. Oh,
I like that part.
It's kind of fun.
Okay, so everyone's crying, everyone's laughing, we're naked.
But it doesn't matter because we're all happy, even though we're all sad, and we're all naked and we're all flayed.
Yes, good.
So, Gina, do you have any hobbies? What do you like to do with your free time?
Well, I belong to the light dimension, so I can travel at the speed of light.
Wow.
Humble brag.
Where do you like to go?
It's pretty boring to go anywhere when you can travel that fast.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, part of, you know, the journey is the destination, and when the destination is just moments, none of the journeys make sense anymore.
I see.
It sucks that someone who can travel at the speed of light doesn't like to travel. It's almost like when celebrities get swag and you're like, they can afford it, but they don't even want it. It's just frustrating. I'm not sad. I'm not sad. Hee hee, tee hee, doo hoo.
There will be no sadness once Gina is in charge. So you needn't worry about it, Shunt.
Yes, good.
You can have all the swag and none of the swag at the same time. Exactly. It'll all be the same.
I guess they could coexist.
Gina, I have a theory. I think maybe you're depressed.
I don't know what that is.
Well, I'm no expert, but I will still talk about it because that's just one of the things that I do.
Oh, but I'm still going to diagnose someone?
Mm-hmm. So you don't have much access to emotions. You don't enjoy the things that normally should bring you pleasure. You sometimes feel like you're going through the motions. You need to subjugate all of society. I think that's one. I think maybe you're depressed. You just need us to cheer you up a little bit.
I'd love to see you try.
Okay.
But I do enjoy some things. I enjoy eating bones.
Oh, there you go.
Well, who doesn't?
I
Arnie,
know.
Arnie, great job. I think this is so cool to...
Bartender, a plate of bones for my mistress.
John, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think this is so good. I think everyone needs to know that if your friend has depression, all you have to do is cheer him up a little bit.
No, sure.
Or feed them bones.
Or feed them bones.
Your bones, my lady.
Thank you.
Ugh, I've heard that before. So, some bones sort of cheer you up. Is there anything else that you enjoy?
Whenever I lock eyes with a fellow djinn and we both know, you know, but no one else knows, that's satisfying.
How often does that happen? Like, when's the last time you saw a fellow djinn?
Just moments ago.
Arnie, I might be a djinn. Djinn recognize djinn.
Djinn, yeah.
Or shit. Or it could be all part of her plan to subjugate me. She could make me think I'm a djinn, which makes me think I have power and autonomy, but then I just give myself over to her and her truth, and then I'm subjugated. Just like old Blue Eyes over here.
John, you've got to learn how to be in a relationship without completely changing who you are. Guys, I know you really can't answer this because you're both, like, subjugated and stuff, but am I really good at this? Is it possible I should be, like, should go into mental health?
Arnie, you're not good at this. Gina is good at this. Listen to what Gina has to say. She knows what is best for all of us, Arnie.
I feel like the subtext of what you're saying is, I'm really good at this.
The best career path for you is the one where you have no career and all the careers at the same time.
Yes, good.
You simply go through the cart wash over and over and over again.
The cart wash. I still love that cart wash.
Down at the cart wash.
Clap, 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 clap. Arnie, I'm asking you to clap.
Well, you know I have no rhythm.
Clap for Gina.
Clap, it'll cheer me up.
Rhythm does not matter to Gina.
Okay.
She just wants the adulation. Woof. Rough claps, buddy.
This is even worse than I thought it would be.
I'm sadder.
Oh, no.
I mean, here's the thing. I was subjugated for a second, and then I saw Arnie clapping, and I was like... Everything isn't the same, because obviously some people have rhythm and some don't.
Yes, great.
And some people are good and some people are evil. Mm-hmm. And I was brought into this world to fight evil, and I shall continue to do so. I shan't be subjugated while there are still people like Arnie who so desperately need my help.
Whoa, what happened? I felt like I blacked out for a minute, and all I remember was somebody clapping on the threes and fives.
Exactly, yes.
Well, Gina, I have to say, I am very concerned about your plan. I nearly fell under your spell for an indefinite amount of time. But eventually, Arnie's ineptitude broke me free from this very spell.
Yes.
And what did that teach you?
Well, it taught me that, you know, even though people are different and they each behave and perform at their own level... those differences are what make the world so beautiful. Arnie may not be good at clapping, but he's good at a lot of other things that I'll list later. And Chunt is just very charming and forthcoming and capable of shape-shifting into anything.
So wait, hold
and
on. I Why am did you say, great well, you and powerful say Chunt's wizard. Ones now, but not mine? You said all Chunt's
Yeah, we'll
could,
get to it later.
We'll
Don't
do
worry
Patreon.
About it. Yeah. It can be a bonus thing for the patrons next month. Well, you know, I think... that we should embrace our differences and celebrate them and fight for them and make sure that each of us can be the person we were meant to be.
Hell yeah.
Perfect. You've graduated.
Wait, what?
Whoa.
What a trick.
I
thought I had been subjugated, but really, I had been going on a personal journey of self-exploration and discovery.
Wow, Arnie, look. She's making him a little hat with a tassel. And look, she's handing him a diploma, and she's shaking his hand.
Oh,
wow, it's a real graduation.
Huh.
And you said his parents are here. Well, there's a bird, and there's some rain from the
and
ceiling.
Rain, and wind, and fire. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, I'm very impressed.
Usador, are your parents still dating trash?
I don't want to get into that. They might be. They're birds. They can do whatever the hell they want. They're adult birds, and... whole entire flocks of birds that insisted there be a champion in food.
I'll ask your brother Kraptor later.
I'm not related to Kraptor.
Gina, since our friend graduated from your school of subjugation, is there something we can do for you just as a thank you? Because that was cool as shit.
I would say pay it forward with random acts of subjugation. I would say if there's someone in your community you feel needs to be subjugated, I would say take your extra energy and time and do that.
Yeah. And don't forget about your friends, you know. Just don't assume that your friends aren't subjugated. Like, reach out every once in a while and subjugate your friends.
I'm going to get Trongo.
I'm going to get that little perv dog. Arnie, who are you going to get?
I don't know. You guys already picked two of them. I don't know.
All right, Chunt, let's do Arnie.
What? Finally?
No. I mean, subjugate him.
Oh.
I mean, I guess I could be part of it.
After this break.
Hey, Gina, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Possible gin to gin. Earlier you said you were ageless, but then you said that gin typically live 4,000 years. Did you say ageless because you're like 3,999?
I said ageless because we come into creation and then we simply die. We don't age along the way. So basically, I'm a baby until I die. I'm a forever baby.
Oh my god, that's the best fucking song lyric I've ever heard in my life. I'm a baby till I die. I'm a forever baby. Was that what it was? Oh, Gina, you should write songs. Has anybody ever told you that?
People tell me that a couple times a week. But again, I have no ego, so I cannot take a paycheck.
You could just write the songs and share them with the world. It could be another form of mental health subjugation.
That is a great idea.
Oh, thank you. And I agree with Chunta. I think you're very talented. And I mean, obviously, you helped us learn about ourselves today. And I think that's a gift that should be shared with the world. If it goes down the path of evil at some point, though, just know I'm going to get real pissed off and I'm going to come after you.
And you'll have to work through those feelings. And I'm sure in working through them, you'll find a new precipice to overcome.
Damn. Holy shit, she turned it on him. That was amazing to watch. Arnie, damn, write that one down so we can use it on him later.
No, don't write that down.
How do you spell precipice?
Gina, do you have any other adages or like fun sayings that might be song lyrics? I feel like you're really inspiring me.
Every time you feel hopeless, you may be right and you may be wrong.
Wow. You may be right.
You may be right.
I may be hopeless, but it just may be a hopeless man you're looking for.
Arnie, that's nothing. That's nothing. Those lyrics are nothing. They're dog shit. They will never be sung by anyone.
They are dog shit, but Arnie has a good point. Perhaps since we have someone who's capable of writing songs here, we should pitch some song lyrics that we think would be useful. I think creatives really appreciate it when you tell them how to do their jobs. And give them ideas for their you know, their sketches and skits.
Yeah, I always love when people tell me the puns I missed.
I'm surprised you haven't said damn, Gina, yet.
Well, John, I said that a few episodes ago.
Okay.
This
never
down.
Stopped you before.
Touche.
What if there was a song lyric like, you know, the sunshine is pretty. Look at the sun. What do you think of that? That's pretty good, right?
Be honest, Gina.
On a scale of gin to no gin, I would say no gin.
Yeah.
It's trash.
I was thinking the same thing. We're on the same page with that one.
Speaking of gin or no gin, can I take that suitcase number 4? I see you brought a bunch of suitcases with you. Can I have number 4?
Yeah, I've been carrying these around for 2,000 years, please. I can't promise what you'll find inside.
Oh, what's inside? What's inside, Chunt?
Let me see if I want to open it. Because it could be like emotional baggage, but also she's a djinn, so I don't know if they have emotional baggage. So it could just be empty, or it could be cursed, or it could be like 50,000 coin inside.
Could be socks.
Oh.
Just a suitcase full of socks.
Okay, let me open it.
I'm going to offer you 2 coins to not open it.
2 coins? It could be 50,000 coins.
But what if there are no coins?
It could be a pile of shit.
Arnie, you're forehead to forehead with me again. Can you back up, buddy?
Look at my eyes.
These sort of relevant references are why this show has lasted for almost 8 years.
No
damn,
whammies.
Gina. Okay, let me open up this suitcase here. Whoa! Gina was inside of it. What the fuck?
Told you I take no shape.
Okay, I get it now. You're in all the suitcases.
Or am
I? Because you...
Oh.
Because you can be anything and everywhere.
And so can you. If you follow me. Now, every time you open a suitcase for the rest of your life, you will think, there's magic in the everyday.
Oh.
Well, I love that.
I just learned a life lesson.
Well, that really, really makes me feel good about myself and hopeful. Honestly, that I can see the magic in everything now. I mean, I'm a being made of pure magic, so I kind of did that anyway, but it's a cool way to explain it to other people. Like, hey, like I'm going to go up to you now and be like, hey, open that suitcase. There's magic inside. See, idiot?
And now I'm going to want to travel more, because when you travel, you take along a suitcase, and I want to travel now because opening a suitcase is going to remind me of magic. This is cool as fuck.
I do need the suitcase back, though.
Oh, right. Of course. Yeah, it's a very nice suitcase.
It is. Guys, I know I said before I felt like I had this all figured out, but now I think I've got this all figured out.
Okay.
Gina, you're trying to subjugate us with mind games and therapy, which I'm a big fan of therapy. I want to be clear about that. But I think you're doing all that because you can't do anything else. I think... You can't really physically hurt me. I think I'm totally safe. And Gina, I don't think you're a threat at all.
Arnie, no.
I wouldn't.
No.
In fact, I dare you to try to hurt me.
Don't, Arnie.
I do not think you can. That is why I am going to put my forehead on your forehead and look in your eyes.
Chad, why is he talking like you?
I don't know.
Good Bing luck bong. Finding my forehead.
Whoa, wait, hold on, before I get any closer. You're saying your forehead could be anywhere?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, she's shapeless. What are you doing? I said don't piss off a djinn.
I don't know why, but for some reason, the forehead thing scares the shit out of me.
Explore that. Go deeper.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Like, I guess I don't need a forehead to be where I would normally expect a forehead to be. But if a forehead could be anywhere, I don't know. That kind of uncertainty rattles me. Maybe am I getting old?
Who are you without your forehead?
Whoa, Arnie, where'd your forehead go?
What? My forehead is gone?
It's gone. Your forehead and your foreskin, I assume. I don't know.
It's just eyebrows and then a great hairdo.
I need something between those great eyebrows and that great hairdo.
Said eyebrows and a great hairdo. No one said great eyebrows.
I could read the subtext.
Arnie, have less ego. Please, quick.
Arnie, just challenge your assumptions. You know, I got out by going through. Okay. If you fight this subjugation, then it will only lock you down further.
Why did you dare me to hurt you? Ask yourself that.
Oh, good one.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. I mean... I guess some part of me felt like it was inevitable, and I was tired of being afraid of it. I don't know, sometimes maybe I spend too much time being afraid. I mean, I've been in this magical world for nearly 8 years, and I've been afraid for a lot of it. I probably could have accomplished a lot more if I wasn't just afraid of something bad happening. But you know what? Bad things have happened. A lot of bad things have happened. I've been stabbed. I've seen my friends die. It hasn't been easy, but in a weird way, being afraid of it is often worse.
The fear does not stop the bad things from happening.
No.
Now put your forehead back on.
Okay. Is this it?
I meant metaphorically, damn it.
That's your foreskin, Arnie. That's your foreskin.
Oh, okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Wait, it's kind of working. It's kind of working.
Yeah.
Arnie, are you still afraid?
You afraid of it? I mean, yeah.
Because
I am. I'm still afraid, but I think I always will be, and that's okay.
But you'll always have me and Chunt here by your side.
Always. And can I admit something? I'm fucking afraid.
What?
Since the day I found you in the forest, I've been fucking terrified. Not of you, of course. I mean, at first, absolutely. But then I got to know you. But I'm always afraid that something will happen to the two of you, that I won't live up to my potential, that I use humor too much to deflect. I'm afraid constantly.
All three of you get forehead to forehead to forehead.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in on this, too.
No, Tammy, sorry.
Tammy, this
foreheads,
is not...
Foreheads, not foreheads. Does that make sense?
It's not personal, right, Tammy. This is... Fine. It's not about you. It's just kind of about
you
us.
You do your own thing. Work through your childhood trauma. Okay, let's put our foreheads in.
This is kind of nice, I gotta say.
This is very nice.
I am also afraid that I'll never accomplish the great tasks that are set before me. But I'd worry even more about the two of you, for if anything happened to you in my attempts to achieve these goals, I would never forgive myself.
I'm afraid that Arnie's the greatest warrior in Foon, and Isidore, you're this great wizard on a magical quest, and you're a ghost sometimes. And I'm just Chunt. I'm afraid that I don't do anything, except for, I mean, I want to support the two of you. Can that be my thing?
I mean, you were king of the badgers for a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll just go back to that. That was fun.
You
but I'll
ran
also
a restaurant, and right. You famously got married and laid an egg.
Yeah. I'm afraid that I'm only special because I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King, and that I'm only special here and maybe nowhere else, and everything is so out of control that the only way I can have any control is the hour a week when it's a podcast.
Hey, motherfucker, don't talk about my best friend like that. You're special anywhere.
No, Chan, I was talking about me.
No, I know. That's
who
what
did you think I was
that's
talking
about? That's
no,
what he was
that's
saying.
Receive
saying
the is, love. Receive the love.
Receive the love. Arnie, you would be special anywhere. Everywhere.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
And especially here, where Isidore and I are here to appreciate you. Even though sometimes we don't show it, and even though sometimes we get sensitive or upset or... Again, use humor constantly to deflect. We love you and we care about you. And now that we know that we're all afraid, hopefully we can move forward with that knowledge and try and be less afraid, knowing that it's a burden shared three ways.
And I think that our sincerity and vulnerability has opened up a whole new world of possibilities for year 8 and beyond. But I don't know how you guys feel, but do you feel like setting the whole world on fire? Is that in the back of your head?
I want everything to burn, for sure.
Yeah, burn everything to the ground.
I feel like I've figured myself out, and the next step is to subjugate the whole world.
Subjugate and burn it all down the ground.
And also, this is going to sound crazy. Are you guys craving bones?
Yeah, I would love some
bones. Does that make sense? Like bones?
Yeah, bones.
Bones. But
not the TV show, Ani.
Bones.
I know you love bones.
Then I'm out.
Weird, I can't help bones. I can't help but say it every bones, every few seconds, bones.
Bones.
I suggest having your first bones fresh.
Fresh bones.
Perfect.
Bartender, fresh bones.
Fresh bones.
Ani, should we read an email while we get ready to eat some fresh bones?
Sure, let's see here. Here's an email from one of our listeners. You can email us at magic...
Ani, forehead back in.
Oh, yeah.
And continue with the email.
Here's an email from one of our listeners. You can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. This is a real email address. Or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern and message us there. Here's one. Hi, I've been listening to your podcast for 5 years now, and I'm only on episode 28. My friend Brandon jokes that I listen to an episode a month. Can you please mention me so I can hear my name 6 years from now? Hi, Jorge from the past. I hope you are well.
Arnie, how many episodes did they say?
5 years now, and they're only on episode 28.
So 28, 5 years. They listen to an episode a month. So 5 times 12. Carry the one.
It's going to take more than 6 years.
Bones, 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 bones.
They're so far behind and going so slowly, they don't even know how far behind they are.
I mean, they haven't even heard of Chunt for Red October yet, or... Or Dr. Ward, or Baron Ragoon, or Dripfang. They don't know. They don't know shit about Dick.
Yeah, they don't even know they should be subjugated. Yeah, or no Momo.
No Momo.
No Momo.
No Momo. No Momo. Bones. Bones.
Gina, if someone was listening to a podcast this slowly, do you think they should be subjugated and set on fire? We should just start the world over.
It's not a matter of should. It's a matter of would. It's a matter of could. You see what I mean? I mean, time doesn't really feel like time to me, so I don't think listening slow is a good or a bad thing.
I don't understand what you mean, but I went, in a way that indicated
I could tell.
I have no concept of time not feeling like time. Like, I was nodding, but I was like, I don't know.
Time feels to me like, you know, when you get in the shower and you're like, I don't feel wet, but I feel the temperature change. That's how time passing feels to me.
Oh. Whoa.
So does that answer Jorge's question?
Take a shower. Take a shower, Jorge.
Yes, you know what? Yes. I already deleted Jorge's question, and there's no way to get it back and see it again.
Wow, gone forever.
Well, Gina, our path and our purpose is now clear. We intend to, eat some bones and maybe watch some bones. We can watch bones,
okay,
too.
Okay, I'm back in.
and just burn everything to the ground, start all over, clean it with cleansing fire, and yeah, that sounds good to me. Thanks again for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you, Gina.
It's been really enlightening.
Of course, all hail Gina. We all know that.
All hail Gina.
All hail yes. Gina, ruler of the Worth. Of course, that's implied, but we'll say it, of course.
Yes, keep your fire burning and let it consume you and pass it on to others and let it consume them. And soon we'll all be burning in a big heap of coagulated, healed feelings and non-feelings and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Way ahead of you.
I can't wait until I'm not feeling anything. I can't wait.
That's when it gets good.
And actually, I'm a shapeshifter, a regular kind. I'm not a djinn, of course. But I can just take out some of my bones here and regrow them if you want some of those, just to have a nice little.
Yes.
Just to have a little fresh walking bones. Snack, like some trail bones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like to toss them up in the air and catch them in my mouth.
So satisfying.
Should we go out on a song?
Take the lead, Isidore.
I'll never know why you chose to fade out at that moment, microphone, but allow me to say thank you. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Gina the Djinn was played by special guest Sophia Rafiki. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Each one with a name, I have to say, like Sisyphus pushing that boulder up the hill one more time. Names like J. Michael DeAngelis, Brandon Fries, Brian Lazaro, Connor K., Sebastian from Ottawa, Sebastian from Saskatoon, This Isn't About You, Jordan Time, Billy Ziegler, Liliana, Jake W., Lido Burrito, please let that be Jared Lido's Twitch username, Christy Addison, Zoe Parker Moon, YZ, Sully, Andy OC, Cole Martin, Gary Heather, and Christopher Nolan. Christopher, if you're listening. Funny you called it Dunkirk. I called it done being interested after 30 minutes. Kirk. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. The most recent Patreon bonus is episode 3 of Shadow City with guest DM Anthony Birch. Get your clip.
You love listening to the news. It sort of soothes you. You're like a child in that regard. So let me just turn on the TV very quickly. Uh-huh. And he presses a button. And a shade comes down near one of the floor-length, floor-to-ceiling windows, and projector turns on from one of the bookcases, and you see the news come on. And you see a news reporter with a very solemn face saying,
it's been reported that Shadow City's greatest vigilante, the cougar, has died. And so to honor all the sacrifices the cougar has made, we will now observe a moment of silence while we play the cougar's theme song.
And he like looks down all like solemn, and then you hear like a violin go like da 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 tub thumping, and then the broadcast gets interrupted, and you see the face of the giggler as he tears at his bright yellow hair and goes, "Dead? No. This is some sort of trick. I know it. The cougar can't be dead. He wasn't supposed to die until I stroked the life out of him, strangled the life out of him, and we both died each other's arms. Yeah, it was a little, I don't know. Just starts crying. He goes, I will give anyone who can bring me proof of the body or the person, the dastardly person who did this, who stole this beautiful moment of triumph and completion from me, just pick up a phone and say, oh, Chuckler, I'll hear you, don't worry. I have ears everywhere. As he says that, the giggler sort of comes in like at a split screen thing, like
no, don't listen to him. The giggler was the true enemy of the cougar. If you reach out to the giggler, I can promise you will be well taken care of, both financially and medically. If you reach out to me, you'll never die.
And the chuckler says,
if you reach out to me, you'll be super rich, but I can't say anything for your health. So it's sort of one or the other.
And then a third one comes in, and it's just Joe Rogan. He goes like,
I'm just asking questions.
To hear the rest of that episode and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Nice work, Tim. You're ready for the final phase of our plan to destroy Hank permanently.
I can't believe we're this close. What weapon should I pick? A longbow? This proton pack? The glaive from Krull?
I have been looking for that. Tim, I think what you're looking for is this.
Whoa. Sharpened blades, honed to a razor point, connected midway. This almost looks like hedge clippers.
It does, doesn't it? Now grab a LaCroix and come with me. We've not a moment to lose.